P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cooley.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I am still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, we're always ready to talk about all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. So you guys might be wondering, what are we doing here? We said we had a new monthly show.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I'm not really sure. No, we decided that we couldn't go just a month without seeing each other, that we needed to, you know, spend some mid-month time. And we thought it would be a fun way to announce the winner of our, I don't want to say it's a contest, but what is it, like a poll? Yeah, a poll for what movie we'll be doing for February. And we'll get into that in a second. But first, Kyle, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been very well. The New Year is treating me well, and
2019 is that the year of the Kyle?
Yeah, thus far it's been good year of the Kyle. Foodie Films is going very well. It's moved it to as I said on the last. Did I say that on the last episode?
You teased it, but it wasn't officially.
Yeah. So Foodie Films official. is officially biweekly, and again I don't like that term biweekly because that sounds like twice a week to me. It means every other week.
Yes.
So it's every,
yeah.
Right?
Huh. Never thought of it that way.
Bi-weekly just sounds like twice a week. But so that would be insane. Foodie Films comes out every other week.
I think you should do it three times a day. Like the breakfast edition, the lunch edition, and
the
dinner
edition.
If I got
paid, I would 100%. Yeah, exactly. And then we're going to start, hopefully, when the time that the February episode of this drops, maybe there will be some video content for the in-between weeks. We just have a lot of fun ideas and, you know, just going maybe to some food places and just having conversations but about movies or maybe visiting locations of films and, you know, that have, like, filmed at restaurants or bars and just fun stuff like that. Anything. I love food. I love film. And there's such visual mediums that why not create that format for it?
Yeah, definitely sounds really exciting. You're a visual guy, too.
I am. Always have. I don't know how to read.
Fair. As any listener of P.S. I Love Hoffman knows,
yeah,
you're not the reader. How can I put it? You're a man of all five senses.
I am.
You're not just an audio man, so the seeing component needs to be there. Obviously, the tasting component's there.
Yeah, the smell. The
smell is a big part of food,
touch.
Too. Mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel.
Big part of the foodie film process. Yeah, things have been good for me in 2019, as you can tell. I know you didn't ask, but I had to volunteer it. I've been sick for a lot of the year, but it's okay. I went to London. That was fun.
You did. Merry old London.
Yes. I went to Jolly Old. Had a good time. And High School Slumber Party has been pretty, pretty fun. Continuing our slumber parties, that's for sure. And you'll be on High School Slumber Party with our good friend Wesley Vina on February 1st.
Ooh.
The film is Super Bad, and it's a day before the Super Bowl.
But super good.
And it's a super good film.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. You'll have to listen to the episode.
There's definitely a lot of drinking in that movie. I don't think there's really any food scenes.
No. Oh, no, they're at the cafeteria. No,
and they want pizza bagels at the end. Like, yeah.
I wouldn't call it a foodie film.
No. That is not. I was just thinking of like food.
Try to claim every film.
Exactly.
So we had you guys vote for two different films for February's P.S. I Still Love Hoffman rewatch.
Some romantic films.
Yes, for the Valentine's Day edition.
The commercial bullshit.
And if you guys aren't too familiar with P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, if you didn't listen to last week's Boogie Nights, what it is, once again, is a rewatch.
Yes.
Kyle and I will be doing audio commentary to some Philip Seymour Hoffman films, just so we can, you know, hang out with the big guy again. And we're asking you, the Hoff fans out there, to vote for which films we'll do each month. We put two films out there. One was Punch Drunk Love. Kyle, first, tell us, I guess, why we picked Punch Drunk Love, and what are your thoughts on Punch Drunk Love before we reveal the winner?
Well, we picked Punch Drunk Love kind of secondly, because we were determining we wanted to just have like two films to vote on, and we wanted to come up with romantic films, and he really doesn't have that many romantic films in his dossier of films, and so we were thinking Cold Mountain at first, but then we were like, oh, you know what, Punch Drunk Love, it's got love in the title, and then Along Came Polly is like his,
yeah,
kind of his really his only one rom-com, but Punch Drunk Love, I mean, we covered Boogie Nights, so why not cover Punch Drunk Love, another P.T. Anderson collaboration?
Yeah, and there's actually a good love story, not from Philip Seymour Hoffman, but there's a good love story in Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, exactly. Well, P.S. does love like his hookers in that movie.
Fair.
But you know, whatever. Teach and learn. But Adam Sandler and I feel really bad right now that I'm not remembering her name. Emily
Watson.
Yes,
right?
Emily. Yes. Yeah, she was also in like Red Dragon, right?
Yeah.
The really good love story between Emily Watson and Adam Sandler. It's a masterpiece of a movie. It's a near-perfect movie, in my opinion, and yeah.
Okay, sexy. I'm gonna connect you with my supervisor now.
You're in trouble, honey.
Who's this?
Hello, sir. My name's Barry Egan. I called your service
the
other night.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, what's that?
I said calm down and shut the fuck up. What's the problem?
The problem is, if you give me a chance to explain, one of your employees, that girl who I was just speaking with, has been threatening me, and four blonde gentlemen just attacked me and smashed my car and hurt my girl.
All right, go fuck yourself. That shit has nothing to do with me. All right, I run a legitimate business here.
Listen to me. What's your name, sir? Answer me!
What's your name, asshole?
I'm Barry Egan!
How do I know? Anybody,
you're a bad person. You have no right taking people's confidence in your service. You understand me, sir?
You're sick.
No. Shut up! Shut the fuck
you
up!
You have no right to take people's
shut
trust.
Up! Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut! Shut up! Shut up!
Certainly something we'd have no problem rewatching. But no. I have to say, you kind of had a favorite in this race.
Favorite in my life. Like
which was our second choice.
A mantra of sorts, a spirit film. just
not everyone's favorite. A lot of people have poo-pooed this film, but
yeah, well, there's a lot of communists out there.
And the film is Along Came Polly. Yes. So why Along Came Polly and why well, is why do you enjoy it so much in
well, we wanted
quick,
to make
concise
it rain
way?
And Along Came Polly. And, you know, sometimes someone just, you know, likes to be taken charge of and just like, who's your daddy? No, but anyway. But,
so
no,
you wanted to be the Hoff fans' daddies and like push this one through.
Yeah.
Give them a little spanking.
A little spanking, yeah. You know, some people find that offensive. But Along Came Polly to me is just, it's a fun, silly movie. Yes, is it like so trope and predictable? And have comedians made fun of it at this point? Like, yes, but they're all really funny people in it. Like, I was talking with someone recently and saying, if you really think about it, like, is Jennifer Aniston, like, a comedic actress?
I would say absolutely.
Right?
I mean, she's trying to break that.
I mean, she was on a sitcom.
Friends.
But, like, at the same time that she's not really given, I feel like, a lot in movies to be funny with, per se. This is more, like, this
I think
is
like Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, Horrible Bosses, and this is more of her free spirit character, and I don't know, I think she and Ben Stiller have really good chemistry in this movie. Just like Haymakers with Philip Seymour Hoffman, Alec Baldwin, Hank Azaria.
And I'll say this.
Like,
you can not like Along Came Polly, but no one ever says that Philip Seymour Hoffman sucks in it or something.
No, this is one of, like...
He's great in
this
it.
Is, you know, like, we haven't talked about it in a while, but I know our network is a big fan of, like, the Alamo Draft House, and we've been to some of those marathons. Like, this should be in a Phillips or... Along Came Polly should be in a Philip Seymour Hoffman like event because it just shows that side of him. That
yeah, and it really
the comedic
shows his range.
Chops, his range.
What?
I'm playing Jesus. That's my song.
I know it's your song, but I felt something and I decided to go with it.
But you're playing Judas.
Judas. All right, look, here's the deal. I'm the star of the show, okay? So if I decide to bust out a solo, do me a favor and give me the freedom to rock out. From the top, okay, Wonsuck?
If he wanted to focus just on comedy, he would have been one of the top comedy actors.
Oh, yeah. Like, in this movie...
Of a generation.
Via his wits, he's a comedic talent, and physically. Like, we are introduced to him by him slipping on the floor. It's amazing. Like, his physical gags, he's Chris Farley meets... I'm trying to think of, like,
a lot of Jack Black, of course, but that's, you know...
Oh, yeah, but...
Chris Farley meets someone else good.
Paul Rudd.
A Paul Rudd. A Rudd.
A Rudd.
Well, Kyle, are you ready for the verdict? It's not really a verdict. I don't want to make people like a jury. Are you ready for the final tally? They announced the winner for February's.
I have a feeling. I mean, obviously, I love either film, but I'm ready for what I know is coming.
Drum roll, please. I was going to add that after, but that works too.
I forgot with High School Slumber Party year.
Yes, I'm a clip guy.
Brian Rodriguez in the morning.
Yeah. The douche. The winner was, not unfortunately, but not who you voted for, we will be watching Punch Drunk Love.
Yes.
For our February film, and that'll come out February 1st.
I should get Punch Drunk Drunk.
Ooh. I've said you need to incorporate more food and drink in your Foodie Films podcast. Like, though one of the godfathers of the network, the godfather, Joey Lunadask, I don't think he likes the idea of the chewing sounds, despite a show on this network called What Am I Chewing? Which I love, by the way. Yeah. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah, and I told, at least Kara, one of the hosts, that I would love to guest on an episode of that. I have some fun ideas of what to chew.
But, glass! Yeah.
And also, it would be a lot of my guests that I have on, I'm almost like meeting them for the first time. Like, it's a lot of strangers, so if I show up, I'm like, eat this, drink this. A little weird.
So, I want to talk about that in a second, but...
Offering people.
So, we'll be watching Punch Drunk Love. Can't wait. And I know what you were saying about Along Came Polly. I think we'll have just as much fun with Punch Drunk Love, but Along Came Polly would have been a fun film to sit along, like, with a buddy and just talk about. Even if we weren't agreeing on something. Though, I probably would agree on most of the things you're saying.
I nearly died of laughter. I think it was before we started recording for the episode of Along Came Polly with Michael Manzi. But we were watching, like, outtakes, and I, like, was... air restriction was, like, happening to my brain.
You know, before we got on the air, we were kind of discussing the concept of what we wanted to do with P.S. I Still Love Hoffman going forward. And you brought up, like, should we have guests? And we're not so sure about that. But if Along Came Polly ever gets voted in, maybe we do need to bring the godfather, the co-host of so many shows on this network, but recently the Tom Hanks show, Hanks for the Memories, yes. And Cruise Club, and Keanu Club, and Cage Club, Joey Lewandowski. Because Joey Lewandowski hated Along Came Polly. But maybe if he watched it with two guys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Watched it with, yeah.
Buddies.
With two people. Like, I know you like it. Like, I love... Well, no, that's really tough. Because it's just like, I love the performances so much that they supersede my criticism I have of the generic,
and that's fine,
predictability.
That's fine.
Yeah,
it's comfort food.
Yes.
So who knows, we might go that route, we might not, but we're talking about Punch Drunk Love. Can't wait to talk about that movie, because again, The Mattress Man,
oh,
that's gonna be fun.
Shut
We use it in our intro.
We do, yeah.
Thank you for voting, guys. All you Hall fans who voted, really appreciate it. And for next month, we'll announce our March choices on the February 1st show. But remember, since it's the Valentine's Day show, it's something, you know, maybe you don't have an idea for your sweetheart on a Valentine's mm-hmm. Day date. Pop in.
Yeah.
P.S. I Love Hoffman. It'll be there. It doesn't expire after February 1st.
Let us share that intimacy with you.
Yeah, let's spend Valentine's Day with you. So a couple things before we, you know, end this very brief interlude, I guess, the P.S. I Still Love Hoffman in between episodes. One thing quickly, when you said, you know, you're meeting a lot of your guests for the first time and you don't know them. So
yeah.
I have always wanted to do, I'm a beer guy. I know you're a beer guy too, but like I'm a beer guy in terms of trying beers. And we've gone over this, not on your show, not like keg stands and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to have like a show where like, oh, we have a different beer this week. A lot of shows do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not appropriate for Philip Seymour Hoffman because
he was
sober most of his life. So yes. Obviously it wouldn't be this show. But I'm always worried too, like, I don't want to be like, hey, you want a beer? Oh, no, thank you. I'm an alcoholic. Like, that always worries me. Cause you gotta...
I like to drink. I'm raising my hand right then. I was yeah.
But it's, no, and I hear you, but it's something where like, you got to respect other people's lifestyle. So it's a little bit, you can't spring a food or drink on someone, is I guess what I'm saying.
No.
You got to, like, say ahead of time,
yeah,
hey, we're going to be doing this,
yeah.
Hey, we're going to be doing that. But you know me. On a film set, you'd find me at the craft services table. I'm a snacker. If there's food in front of me, I'm going to eat it. It's my fatal flaw. If I'm addicted to anything, it's snacks.
Yeah, I have some vices in life, and food is definitely one of them.
One thing I wanted to bring up is, and we'll do this from time to time, I'm always looking at like the legacy of Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I know you are too, but in terms of if any articles about him come up or people still mentioning him, and actually something recently came up with Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I was like, oh, this is great.
Cool.
So there's this movie, and I think you've seen the trailer. I've seen the trailer. It's called Beautiful Boy.
Steve Carell.
Yeah. As of this recording, the Oscar nominations haven't come out, but there's a lot of buzz around this film to get like a screenplay nomination or something.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to get top awards, but it deals with a drug overdose.
Oh, okay.
So Luke Davies is a screenwriter, and he's someone who himself has struggled with addiction. And there was an article recently, and I'll put it on our Twitter page. By the way, you could follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram now.
Yeah.
P.S. I Love Hoffman. Just look it up. You'll find it. He, in an interview recently, said that one of the most inspiring things to him to work on this film was the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
He struggled himself, like I said, with it too. He'd been sober a number of years, and when he had another, I think it was a movie or a book called Candy, and last year he was nominated for an Oscar for a film called Lion.
Oh, he's with Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. So he's like a pretty prolific writer. And he was just saying how much Philip Seymour Hoffman's death impacted him because they both were at, I think when Candy came out, and there was a Hoffman film at Sundance the same year, and they happened to meet up for a dinner.
Oh, wow.
And they got to know each other a little bit. And they only met that one time, I believe. But again, I'll post this article.
Yeah.
But he was so impacted by that, as both people struggling. And that his father, who really didn't talk to him about his addiction, he cited it in the article as something like, you know how like fathers of that generation are. It's like, we don't talk about the war. I think that's what he called it. You know,
we don't talk about our emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He had emailed him like, hey, I don't know if you heard, you know, Hoffman passed away. And it was a touching moment for him because it was almost like the first time his father even acknowledged his own addiction.
So this guy, the writer, his father reached out to him.
Yeah, and like sent him an email like, hey.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was like a big moment in his life. And he said he was thinking about Philip Seymour. Again, I'm paraphrasing, guys. Read the article yourself. I don't do it justice. But it was like really impactful for me. And I'm like, wow. It made me think, like, even in his darkest, most tragic moment, Philip Seymour Hoffman I'm talking about, he's still inspiring, and he still has a legacy. And, you know, another great artist looks at him and says, wow, you know. And unfortunately, rest in peace, Hoffman lost his struggle with this. But I still believe that he inspires people who are, you know, going through that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's just an inspiration in so many facets from, I mean, his time on film, on stage, as a actor, as a director, and then even, you know, posthumous as far as his struggle, and because he was such a revered talent that, people look at that and clearly, you know, as you're saying from this article, are inspired by him and want to carry on just that, like, almost transfer the talent in a way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'll be transferring any talent, but we'll certainly be enjoying his stuff.
Yeah, we're just, what is it called? In, like, Shakespeare plays, there's the not the gospel, like, what are the
Greek chorus?
The Greek chorus. We're the Greek chorus for, like, the life of Philip Seymour Hoffman that we're just kind of...
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that we, along with the Hoff fans out there, again, are just trying to continue this legacy and trying to just... It's awesome. Just watching these Hoffman films again, it's awesome. I've missed him. So, guys, February 1st, tune in for Kyle and I's... Philip, tune in for Kyle and I's... P.S. I still have Hoffman rewatch of Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love, P.T. Anderson, friend Adam Sandler, and longtime collaborator, of course, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And you can hear me every week also on High School Slumber Party on the Cage Club Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcast. Every Friday we drop a new episode.
Yeah, every other Wednesday for foodie films and, you know, all that good social media stuff, trying to stay strong with that, and soon hopefully have maybe like a, I think probably a YouTube page. I don't know if we're going to do something on cageclub.me. I think probably we'll just then have like a YouTube channel for it. But, you know, some new and exciting stuff coming your way as far as foodie films. So please listen to both of our solo podcasts and obviously enjoy this one as well.
All right, guys. See you February 1st.
And just remember to stay uncool.
Thank you. I believe in miracles since you came along.